traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I want to bring in someone I have a lot of respect for. I have always had a lot of respect for him. That is the Reverend Ruben Diaz out of the Bronx, New York. He is a leader that he's someone I constantly say in speeches around the country that one person can change the world. And he is someone, Reverend Diaz, that has single-handedly built a lot of housing in the Bronx for residents of this city. Reverend Diaz, thank you for joining us.
Merry Christmas to you, Dominic, and to all the listeners, and a prosperous New Year. God bless you, my friend. I always admire you, too.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Well, you're the real deal, Reverend Diaz, and explain this to me, because I'm almost banging my head against the wall. The Biden administration and their policies as it relates to the border. I don't understand. Maybe you can put this in perspective for me.
I don't even understand. I think Trump has everything under control. Trump built the wall. He had everything under control. Then Biden invited everyone to come. And everyone is coming. Now the Democrats are criticizing the Republican governors for sending the refugees to the Democrat state. But the Republicans never invited them. The Democrat was the one that invited them. And the Democrat was the one that created the refugee city, the sanctuary city. So I don't know why are they crying, because they were invited by the Democrats, and Biden was the one to create the chaos. Trump had, I repeat myself again, Trump had everything under control. So I was happy with Donald Trump, and I hope he comes back.
Well, you know what, Reverend Diaz, you just said, and it bears repeating, that you were happy with Trump and you hope he comes back. I was happy with Trump as well. I really was. My stock account was a lot better under President Trump. I didn't vote for him in terms of I did not support him to be a, you know, Mr. Congeniality. You support Mr. Trump to get the job done. He got the job done. Look at where we are at now. Reverend Diaz, you have been one that understood a long time ago that you didn't buy, and this is why I am a registered Republican. You didn't buy into party labels a long time ago, and you have gotten a lot done. Explain that to me.
Well, you know, when the Republican do it good, I will praise the Republican. And when the Democrats do it good, I will praise the Democrat. The only problem is that the Republicans are always doing better than the Democrats.
As simple as that.
I mean, you could see all the 5 counties in the city of New York. Four of them are controlled totally by Democrats. The Bronx, every single elected official in the Bronx is a Democrat. Every single elected official in Brooklyn is a Democrat, and everything, and so on. But the only borough out of the 5 controlled by Republicans is Staten Island. And when you compare the life, the safety, the housing, the security, the benefit to living in Staten Island, are twice better than in the Bronx and in Brooklyn and in those counties controlled by Democrats. So why is it that the Republicans are so bad? How is it that the areas controlled by Republicans are better for our people and for everyone else than those controlled by Democrats.
And let the church say amen. Reverend Diaz, what you just explained in 20 seconds is what I try to explain to people. And in particular right now, for argument's sake, for this discussion, as it relates to communities of color, why would you give your vote, your total vote, to Democrats when they are doing very little for you? It defies logic, Reverend Diaz.
Well, the Democrat has managed to control the agenda. The Republicans, I don't know what's wrong with them. They don't promote themselves. They don't promote what they do. I mean, the Democrats lie, and the Republicans doesn't fight. And you know, they should start fighting. They should start spending resources in our communities, letting our people know what they do and who are they, and the history. I mean, there are the Ku Klux, the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. They were Democrats, and nobody says that. Nobody explains that. And I'm gonna repeat myself again. It is time for the Republicans to start spending resources to come to our communities. See, now in those elections, in the past election, Lee Selden came a few times to the Bronx. It is about time for him to come back and start, you know, building in what already was built.
Hey, Reverend Diaz, I've got to move on to some of the callers, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this question. I have watched you over the years employ lots of people in the Bronx. I have watched you over the years build housing where people can have a place to live. Several buildings. How did you get it done? And what did you know that traditional Democrats do not know?
I did those buildings with George Pataki, was the governor. I did Reverend Diaz Plaza. George Pataki was the governor. I did Reverend Diaz Housing, because the Republican has been very, very nice, very good to the Bronx. Especially when I was in the state senate, building and helping me doing for the community. The Democrats are the ones that doesn't do anything for us.
Reverend Diaz, every chance I get to speak to you, I consider it an honor, because you have been on the front line. You have done so much for the community. Bottom line. And so thank you. And I look forward to chatting with you in the future. The Reverend Reuben Diaz Sr.